In today's episode, I'm going to show you how to stop trying to be productive and do this instead. So let's get started. Perspective Plans, with new videos and podcasts weekly. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/perspectiveplans for exclusive videos and more. Visit perspectiveplans.com for all of your planner and stationery needs. Only at Perspective Plans, helping you plan for what's to come. Hello everyone, I'm Christina B. Rising and welcome to the Perspective Plan Show, where I help you boost your productivity and stay organized so that you can easily handle whatever life throws at you. I upload new videos and podcasts every single week, so be sure to subscribe so that you won't miss anything. Shop for workbooks, printables, and stickers at perspectiveplans.com. And last but not least, this episode would not be possible without the support of our Perspective Plans patrons and channel members. Thank you. Now let's get into this episode. We are frequently advised that productivity is the key to success in our fast-paced environment. Yet continuously pushing ourselves to achieve more and more might really be detrimental to our creativity and general well-being. In order to quit striving to be productive and start concentrating on enhancing your creativity and well-being, let's look at 10 recommendations to help you out. Tip 1, embrace imperfection. We are surrounded by pictures of perfection, such as spotless social media postings and airbrushed magazine covers. This may give us an impression that we must pursue excellence in all spheres of our lives, including our professional endeavors. The reality is that perfection is frequently unachievable and that pursuing it can be harmful to our well-being. Overly striving for perfection might lead to excessive self and work criticism. When we make errors or experience setbacks, we could start to question our skills and feel disheartened. Feelings of inadequacy and poor self-esteem may result from this. Instead of aiming for perfection, it's crucial to accept imperfection and understand that errors and mistakes are a necessary component of learning. Every loss we experience serves as a stepping stone on the road to success. And every mistake we make offers us the chance to learn and develop. Focusing on advancement rather than the perfection is one method to accept imperfection. Establish reasonable objectives for yourself and acknowledge all of your successes, no matter how minor. Understand that success frequently comes in little stages and that each one is a win in and of itself. Self-compassion exercises are another method to embrace imperfections. Be kind and compassionate to yourself like you would a friend who is going through a tough or difficult time. Realize that mistakes are inevitable and that it's acceptable to have flaws. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in getting up every time we do, Confucius. If you have tried bullet journaling, time blocking, or just plain old to-do lists but haven't found the right solution to manage your time, then it's time to try out the Hourly Planner Bundle. This is the ultimate planner with everything you need to manage your schedule and get things done today. Featuring 300 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, 100 plus event and holiday labels, and over 2,000 plus planner stickers in 14 unique colors. All this and more can be found in our Hourly Planner Bundle, available in two amazing color options at perspectiveplans.com, helping you plan for what's to come. Tip 2, practice mindfulness. It's simple to become overburdened and disoriented. Instead of living completely in the now, we frequently find ourselves dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. This may result in elevated levels of tension and anxiety, as well as a diminished sense of well-being. The use of mindfulness is one defense against this. The practice of mindfulness is being totally focused on the here and now, without distraction or judgment. It entails being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and environment, while accepting them without making any attempt to alter or control them. There are several techniques to practice mindfulness, such as deep breathing, exercises, meditation, and even being aware of your surroundings. In order to meditate, you must concentrate on your breath or another object while letting your thoughts drift. Deep breathing exercises entail taking slow deep breaths while concentrating on the breath's physical sensations. Just being aware of your environment is another approach to cultivate mindfulness. This may be done by going on a stroll and observing the sights, sounds, and scents in your immediate environment, or by spending a few moments of your day eating a meal and appreciating its flavors and textures. If we did the things we are capable of, we would astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. Tip 3, allow yourself to daydream. When we have so much to do on our to-do list, it may seem counterproductive to take some time to daydream. Yet doing so can really be quite useful. Daydreaming can help our brains relax and regenerate, which can enhance our capacity for creativity and problem solving. When we daydream, we let our mind wander without being restricted by rules or logic. This can help our thoughts discover unforeseen connections and view issues in fresh, original ways. In reality, a lot of well-known creators, writers, and innovators attribute their most innovative concepts to daydreaming. Also, daydreaming might help us unwind and lessen tension. We give ourselves a mental vacation from the continual pressures of our everyday life by allowing our brains to roam. This may result in a better quality of life as well as more peace and harmony. To think is easy, to act is hard, but the hardest thing in the world is to act in accordance with your thinking. Goethe. Tip 4, be mindful of your self-talk. Speaking kindly and encouragingly to ourselves as we would to a friend is a key component of positive self-talk. Affirmations like I am capable and confident, or changing unfavorable ideas into more favorable ones, can help this. For instance, try expressing, I may struggle with this at first, but I am capable of learning and improving, instead of just simply saying, I can't do this. It's also crucial to combat self-talk that is unfavorable. This entails recognizing and combating unfavorable beliefs that can be restricting us. For instance, if you catch yourself contemplating, I'm not good enough, question that belief by saying, is this even true? What proof do I have that this is even true? We may build a more realistic and balanced viewpoint by questioning unfavorable notions, which will enhance our mental and emotional health. Our ability to control our self-talk can benefit through mindfulness. Being mindful includes being in the moment and accepting one's thoughts and feelings without passing judgment. By engaging in mindfulness exercises, we may become more conscious of the way we talk to ourselves and decide for ourselves to use more encouraging and uplifting language. Recall that our happiness and productivity are strongly influenced by the way we speak to ourselves. We may enhance our mental and emotional well-being and achieve more success in all areas of our life by engaging in positive self-talk, confronting unfavorable thoughts, and by being aware of our self-talk. You have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Michael Jordan. Tip 5, prioritize self-care. It might be simple to overlook our own needs in today's hectic society. We could put taking care of ourselves below commitments to our families, coworkers, and other people. Nonetheless, putting off taking care of your physical and mental health can have negative effects such as increased stress, lowering your productivity, and even physical sickness. Making self-care a priority may be accomplished by including it into your everyday routine. This can involve practices like working out, eating a well-balanced diet, and of course, getting a well-balanced night's rest. Exercise, no matter how rigorous, has been demonstrated to increase mood and reduce stress in addition to being beneficial to your physical health. Make it a point to exercise your body each day if you can, whether it be through a planned workout or just a stroll in the fresh air. Another critical component of self-care is getting adequate sleep. Be sure to prioritize sleep and to create a regular sleep schedule. Set a consistent bedtime and a wake-up time, and aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night if you can. Productivity is not about getting everything done, rather it is about getting things done effectively. Brianna Gray. Tip 6, set boundaries. There are several ways to establish healthy boundaries. Setting realistic goals is a crucial component. Instead of continually aiming for perfection or pushing yourself too hard, it's crucial to create objectives that are doable and under your control. Burnout and feelings of inadequacy may result from this. Establishing attainable objectives also prevents us from feeling pressured or overwhelmed while maintaining a sense of progress. Adhering to a timetable is a crucial component in setting limits. By creating a clear timetable, we may better manage our time and avoid overcommitting or ignoring other facets of our lives. Your plan may contain specific periods of time for your work, physical activity, leisure pursuits, and even social interactions. Following the timetable may help us develop a pattern and a feeling of predictability, which is good for our mental and emotional health. Setting limits for communication is also essential. Instead of always being available, this might involve scheduling specified times to read emails or reply to communications relating to the workplace. To make sure that these limits are upheld, it's crucial to let your coworkers or bosses know about them as well. If passion drives you, let reason hold the reins. Benjamin Franklin. Tip 7, engage in hobbies. Hobbies may be anything we like doing and that makes us feel good. Painting, performing, music, gardening, reading, and participating in sports are just a few examples of hobbies. Hobbies provide us the chance to discover new interests and passions and to use our creativity. In addition, it can also bring a sense of satisfaction and a sense of achievement that isn't connected to your work or other obligations that you have. It has been demonstrated that having hobbies may improve our mental health and overall well-being. According to research, hobbies can improve cognitive performance, lift mood, and reduce stress. Hobbies may also give you a sense of fulfillment and, of course, a purpose, which can help you to fight off feelings of boredom or even unhappiness. If you're unsure of where to begin with your hobbies, consider experimenting with various pursuits and passions until you find the one that speaks to you. Even if something seems to be outside of your comfort zone, don't be scared to attempt it. Via a class or even a community club, engaging in hobbies may also be a terrific opportunity to meet people who have similar interests to you. You've got to keep control of your time, and you can't unless you say no. You can't let people set your agenda in life, Warren Buffett. Tip 8, embrace flexibility. Being adaptable with your expectations and goals may lower stress and boost productivity. Our routines or plans can occasionally be disrupted by unforeseen situations or even incidents. Instead of giving up in frustration, practice flexibility and situational adaptation. This might entail altering your time frame, revising your priorities, or coming up with fresh ideas to achieve your objectives. You may lessen stress and improve your capacity to deal with whatever comes your way by being open to change. Surfaces are not for storage, rather surfaces are for activity and should be kept clear at all other times. Francine J. Tip 9, connect with others. To interact with people, there are several options. One of the most crucial things to have close ties with are family and friends. Spending time with loved ones may bring about a sense of stability and even comfort. This can take the form of anything from engaging in deep conversation over coffee to going for a stroll together in the park. Consider joining a social organization or even a community if you want to increase the size of your social network. This may be a volunteer group, a hiking club, or even a reading club. These groups provide people the chance to meet others who share their interests and, of course, point of view. Making connections with people may be a terrific way to broaden your horizons and learn new things. We are exposed to many ways of thinking and being when we interact with others from diverse backgrounds and, of course, experiences. This can make us more compassionate and open-minded people. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. Einstein. Tip 10, celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrating successes may take many different forms, such as rewarding yourself with something you love, thinking back on the event and what you learned, or sharing your achievement with others. We may develop a sense of thankfulness and appreciation for our efforts and accomplishments by acknowledging tiny victories. Celebrating successes may also assist to create momentum and, of course, boost enthusiasm for new objectives. We might feel more empowered and ready to take on new challenges by taking a minute to acknowledge our accomplishments. It's crucial to remember that not just significant milestones or achievements should be celebrated. In fact, fostering good habits and a development mentality may be aided by recognizing tiny victories. Examples for successes worth celebrating include finishing a task on your to-do list, moving closer to a personal goal, or getting beyond a little challenge you may be facing. Glory lies in the attempt to reach one's goal and not in reaching it. Mahatma Gandhi. So here are 10 suggestions. So those are my 10 suggestions on how to quit striving to be productive and start concentrating on enhancing creativity and well-being instead. Keep in mind that it's okay to prioritize self-care and take breaks. In fact, there are times when doing nothing at all is the most productive course of action. It's not knowing what to do, it's doing what you know. Tony Robbins. Create a budget that works for you and track your debt, monthly bills, savings, expenses, cash envelopes, sinking funds, savings challenges, and more. This budget planner is perfect to take control of your finances, even if you are a beginner and just started your financial journey. Featuring 200 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, over 1500 planner stickers in 14 unique colors, and 50 plus quote layering stickers that allow you to customize the background to match your planner style. All this and more can be found in the budget planner bundle, available in two amazing color options at perspectiveplans.com. Share this awesome episode with someone you know who needs it to help them plan for what's to come. And don't forget to like and subscribe. I hate for you to miss the next episode. Now let's get into our recap. So let's do a quick recap just in case you missed a tip on the list. Tip 1, embrace imperfection. Tip 2, practice mindfulness. Tip 3, allow yourself to daydream. Tip 4, be mindful of self-talk. Tip 5, prioritize self-care. Tip 6, set boundaries. Tip 7, engage in hobbies. Tip 8, embrace flexibility. Tip 9, connect with others. Tip 10, celebrate your accomplishments. Consistency of performance is essential. You don't have to be exceptional every week, but as a minimum, you need to be at a level that even on a bad day, you get points on the board. Sean Deitch. I just want to take a moment to thank our patrons and channel members. This episode would not be possible without your support. Thank you. And if you would like to support the show, visit patreon.com/perspectiveplans today. Thank you so much for stopping by and pressing play. I truly appreciate it. Let me know down below in the comments or your podcast review what tip you'll be using. Keep planning for what's to come, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.